It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs is still growing with no estimate when Interstate 70 will reopen in Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
I-70 has been closed since the fire broke out a week ago. Scott Fitzwilliams with the U.S. Forest Service says reopening it is a very high priority, but crews must first get the fire under control.
And having been through that canyon quite a few times, it's not safe right now. There's fire sometimes right up to the road. There are trees on fire right next to the road. And there are firefighters and people moving up and down that need to do their jobs.
Fitzwilliams says it will ultimately be up to CDOT and Highway Patrol when to reopen the vital roadway. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Other wildfires are burning near Grand Junction, in Larimer County, and near Winter Park, and now another near Rifle, where a fire started yesterday evening. School starts today for many Colorado students. Here's CPR's Taylor Allen.
The pandemic has made the first day of school more complicated. District 49 in El Paso County begins with only remote learning. Elementary school students will return on a staggered schedule after Labor Day. Meanwhile, Mesa County is inviting all students for in-person learning. Most start Monday, but kindergartners start Wednesday. The district is also offering a complete online curriculum. In Cherry Creek, older students will be doing hybrid learning, mixing remote and in-person days. After a staggered start, younger students will be in person 5 days a week. Like Mesa, all families have the choice to learn remotely. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Boulder County health officials expect increased transmission of the coronavirus as university students arrive from states with high infection rates. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Students who test positive upon arrival and who live within 250 miles will isolate at home. Others will be provided with a space on campus. Density in residence halls has been reduced. About half of all courses will be online. The university has also created a public dashboard to keep students, staff, and the public better informed about the spread of the virus on campus. The dashboard includes the number of COVID tests completed by CU Medical Services, how many are positive, and a five-day rolling average. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's highs in the 90s today for Boulder and Denver. This is CPR News.